Today, Israel's ultra-Orthodox religious leaders endorsed Ariel Sharon, 2 days before Israelis go to the polls to vote for prime minister. The move is another blow to the hopes of incumbent Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who has been trailing Sharon in the polls by some 20 percentage points. Barak's support has collapsed during the 4 months of violence with the Palestinians, and he was hoping his aggressive TV ad campaign would turn things around. But as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem, that has not been the case.
Israeli politicians don't have to sneak their TV ads between drama and game shows. A nightly block of campaign commercials is listed in the TV guide, and Israelis tune in, usually in massive numbers. The ads alternate between candidates, and new ones are drawn up as the campaign progresses, a sort of rolling debate. From day one, Prime Minister Barak has waged a scare campaign. Ariel Sharon says he'll bring peace, one ad goes, but to the world, he says different things.
We are again peace with the PLO and its leader, the murderer Arafat.
Grisly scenes of warfare remind viewers of Sharon's checkered military past. The ad cites a prominent Sharon supporter and potential cabinet minister who suggested Israel could bomb Tehran, Beirut, or Egypt. Then the tag, Sharon is too extreme for Israel. Political analyst Akiva Eldar is with Haaretz newspaper.
What they're looking at in their campaign now is to make sure that the anxiety from Sharon will be much stronger than the animosity against Barak. That's the name of the game now. And the message is to the swing vote that you can't afford it. When you have to send your children to the battlefield, you will know that you could have prevented this.
In fact, Barak's campaign even sent out mock army call-up notices with the message, this is what you'll get with Sharon. The campaign quickly stopped the tactic when recipients panicked before realizing the notices were fake. Analyst Eldar says Barak's attacks on Sharon do not seem to have had much effect.
I'm afraid it's too little and too late. First of all, 50% of the Israelis haven't been here or don't remember the bad old Sharon from the Lebanon war. For them, Sharon is the cuddling nice granddaddy.
That's exactly the image Sharon's TV commercials portray. Sharon lifting his granddaughter, strolling through his wheat field, young people smiling and speaking of unity and change, and the signature line of his campaign, only Sharon can bring peace. One Israeli news show made fun of one ad, showing how strikingly similar its images are to Madonna's American Pie video. Sharon also plays up his military feats, but his autobiography stops in 1973, well before the bloody occupation of Lebanon that stained his career. The fuzzy ads reflect a campaign in which Sharon has revealed few policy details, avoided press conferences, and refused any debate. No matter, says leading pollster Hanek Smith, this vote is not so much for Sharon as it is against Ehud Barak.
It's sort of like a mood, a national mood has taken over that, you know, he failed us, now we got to substitute somebody who's going to take a tougher line and so on.
Another reason Barak's attack ads may be having little impact is that, unusual here, hardly anyone's watching them. Israelis' normally insatiable appetite for political debate has been replaced by an odd apathy. Typical is Menachem Hermon.
My mind is made up, so That's where it's at. So it's nothing to scream or holler. I wait for next Tuesday and vote, and that's it.
Media and political analysts say Israel's campaign system is increasingly like that in the U.S., more style than substance. Sharon, they say, has simply projected a more successful image as a leader. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.